Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. There are a number of things that are not being reported by, of course, the mainstream media and even smaller outlets, and it can be very, very difficult to find out the truth about how many students have left the public school buildings since March of 2020, and how many have left since the beginning of the so-called school year here back in August of 2020. The thing to keep in mind is that the average number of students that were leaving the public school system before 2020 and deciding to homeschool or find another means for their education, whether that be in the virtual community or, again, homeschooling, was roughly a quarter of a million students, upwards of 300,000 per year. Now, I mentioned this in the last podcast, but based on that one teacher's perspective from the state of Virginia, where she said, we've lost 10,000 students from public schooling and they've sought their education elsewhere. If you multiply that again by all 50 states, of course, assuming that and knowing full well that not every state is the same size or has the same population. But if you round it up, you're talking about 500,000 students. So again, just within a 9-month period, you have 500,000 students that have left the public school system and decided to either homeschool, charter school, private school, or an online virtual academy of some kind that is not associated with the public school that they were previously a part of. Another statistic that's worth noting that, again, isn't being reported anywhere is how many students are leaving their colleges and universities. How many of them left permanently back in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, even now in November? How many of them have stayed? I live in a college town. It's dead empty. It's absolutely dead empty. So how many of them have left their brick-and-mortar schools and sought their education, again, in an online university that gives them the freedom to attain the exact same degree on their own time at probably less cost? Because, again, they may not have to pay for room and board. They may not have to pay all of the classroom fees, technology fees, this fee, that fee, all those hidden fees that sometimes come with a brick-and-mortar school. So how many of those students have now left those schools and sought an online education? It has to be massive. It just has to be, because your eyes don't lie. If you see something, not on a television, but if you see something in real time and you look around, you can actually see what's happening. If you live in a college or university town and it's dead, that should tell you that those students have sought their education elsewhere. And that is that's huge. Now, bringing it back to K-12 schools, one of the things that public schools are never going to recover from, and again, this isn't being reported at all, from what I can tell, no one's discussing this, but the way that public schools receive their funds has everything to do with enrollment numbers. And I would assume that it has something to do that's true with at the college and university level. I'm taking a guess there, but they're federally funded, some of them, for the most part, so I would assume that it's the exact same way. But at the K-12 school level, if you have dwindling numbers of students attending, they cannot pay teachers, which means you will have dwindling numbers of educators. And which educators in K-12 schools are the first to lose their jobs? Well, the first to lose their jobs are the ones that are the newest to the school district, the ones that have been there for the least amount of time. Not the youngest ones, per se, as far as age is concerned, but it has more to do, again, with the length of time with which they've been inside of that school district. So if you're a brand new school teacher, right out of college, and you've just been hired in a school district that is doing these hybrid forms of learning where it's part-time home, part-time online, whatever it may be, the likelihood of that teacher having a full-time job in their own classroom on a regular basis, I would think, would be relatively slim in the future. Because if you have 500,000 students in the United States leaving their public school systems that, of course, have been propagandizing them since the beginning of time, why on earth would those students come back? And again, when you lose those numbers, you don't just pick them up the next year. The very next year when it rolls around, they don't say, well, we've got all those students back, so we're back to the regular number of 250,000 students deciding to homeschool, but at least it's not 500,000 like it was in 2020. No, they don't come back, which means those teachers lose their jobs, and then they don't come back. This is flat out created what I believe is a massive snowball, and the terrain below that snowball is not getting any flatter. It is just continuing to be more and more steep, and eventually it's just going to crash. Because again, the amount of money that schools receive from the federal government is based on enrollment. If that enrollment is down, then they receive less money. What's the first thing they do when they receive less money? They stop paying teachers. They've destroyed themselves. K-12 schools throughout this entire process, and I have a huge smile on my face right now because I think it is glorious and sad sort of all at the same time, but they have destroyed themselves throughout this entire process by believing lies. The mask wearing, the social distancing, oh, we're all going to get sick, we're all going to die, let's believe strangers on television, and then let's all just believe our health departments. Which, by the way, that's another thing that's worth mentioning, is health departments are closely associated with their school districts. And believe me, I've worked with these people. I used to be in the health professions at the K-12 level. These are not the sharpest knives in the drawer. There are little to no, if any, medical doctors that exist within these health departments. They're just administrators. They're just people, just like you and me. They don't have medical degrees. They aren't researchers. They're not examining content. They're not connecting dots, and they're certainly not trained to. They're simply taking orders from the powers that be above them and then filtering their own opinions and those orders into K-12 school districts for school boards and administrators to adhere to. And that's it. So they too have destroyed any credibility, if they had any to begin with. They've destroyed their own credibility throughout this process as well. But what are they all going to do when the clouds part, the sun shines, and things quote unquote go back to normal? They're all going to pat each other on the back. And they're all going to say, oh, we did the best we could and all the lives we saved. And if it wasn't for our measures, God only knows where we'd all be. That's a lie. And they're just lying to themselves constantly. But again, K-12 schools and even universities have destroyed themselves throughout this process. They are not going to get those students back. Now you have colleges and universities kicking students out of their colleges and universities and suspending them for not social distancing or having parties or having group gatherings. And then they'll suspend these students for a semester. It's certainly happening at my alma mater. And now what's happening as a result of that, the students are suing the university, and rightfully so, because the university has no standing when it comes to suspending students for gathering together. It's ridiculous. The stupidity is endless, and they're not even thinking about what they're doing, because that should tell everybody they don't care about students. The only thing they give a damn about is money. It's just money. All you are is a dollar sign wearing a t-shirt, and that's all they want is your money. So stop giving it to them. It does beg the question, what kind of a student would return to a university or college setting that has been lying to them and abusing them? Because again, those colleges and universities tend to work hand in hand with the city council that exists within that town or city that they share. They shouldn't. They should be completely separate entities. But they aren't. They listen to one another, they meet with one another, they talk with one another, and they usually agree on the exact same things. But what kind of a college or even a K-12 student would return to the very environment that's been abusing them this entire time? And then what parent would allow that to happen? What parent, what logical thinking parent would continue to pay for their child's education or continue to pay property taxes or whatever it may be, and continue to support the very system that's been abusing their child or children? That's a serious question. And that right there could just be a huge difference in intellect. I'd go so far as to say that back in March, and definitely during the summertime when countless students had time off and plenty of time to think, the smartest ones were the ones that said, you know what, I'm not going back. I'm not going to do it. I can get this degree from an online university. I can live at home. I can maybe room with a few of my pals, and we can share a place. We can all have part-time jobs while we continue to go to school and get the degree that we went to school to earn without having to go back to the very system that was abusing them in the first place. I certainly hope that that's been the case, because I think that those individuals are going to be more well-rounded, and they're going to understand that in times of crisis, you'd better take control of your own life. I mean, you should do it anyway all the time, but in a time of crisis, you should not be listening to some administrative board at a college or university or a K-12 school and having them dictate your life for you. That is not freedom. That is not independence. Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.